Bill 759. And we have with us today the primary sponsor, his name was joining us last time. We addressed the legislation, so if it's acceptable to you, Representative Cotton, if you just make some remarks.
I'm not sure that any of my remarks are going to be any new information for you, so I'll just say that I apologize for having missed the first meeting. And I understand this is going to be a work session. Apparently there's been some questions that were asked last time that are about to be answered. And that's, I'm anxious to begin that process. So the reason I introduced the bill was in response to sport fishing interests and others who have suggested for quite some time that this would be an ideal recreation area. And I think the one quirk in the bill that I may find that the DNR disagrees with me about is the disposal allowance that I inserted into the bill. That certainly isn't an integral part of the bill, although I didn't think it was a bad idea. I'd hate to hang the whole bill up over that question, though. But other than that, I don't have anything to tell.
Okay, as we left it last time, the Department of Natural Resources was going to come back with a little bit more of an analysis as to land ownership patterns further up the highway in the city of Little Willow Creek. And so I don't know if Jeff or Rupert, who is going to testify for DNR. Okay, well, why don't you guys just come and introduce your names for the record. And
for the record, my name is Chip Dennerline, Director of the Division of Parks, Department of Natural Resources.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Rupe Anders. I'm Director of Sport Fish Division, Department of Fish and Game.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Russ Reddick. I'm South Central Region Supervisor, Sport Fish Division.
As I remember it was the committee's point that, first of all, was there a closer access to the Little Susitna or to the Susitna River other than the one proposed at Willow Creek, the ownership of the land north and south for us to be able to determine that, thinking that perhaps the state could kill two birds with one stone and open up an area that also could be disposed of for a land disposal, given that the department and everybody was opposed to having a land disposal system on the Little Willow.
Mr. Chairman, we have prepared a response to your concern. I would refer that to Mr. Reddick, who has very specific knowledge of this area, and he has some comments pertinent to that.
Mr. Chairman, the way the bill is drawn at the present time, the way it's designed, would do two things. One, it would open up sport fisheries on the other side, the main king salmon, coho streams on the other side of the Sioux. It would ease the access to them. And the second thing it would do, it would, you know, substantially increase the sport use right on Willow Creek. At the present time, about 60% of all the sport fishing in the state's in Cook Inlet, and about two-thirds of Cook Inlet efforts down on the Kenai, and about one-third's up here. And the basic difference is access. The salmon runs are bigger in northern Cook Inlet, but the use is far less, and it's simply a matter of access. So during all of the hassle between recreational and commercial interests, the board fisheries basically allocated certain stocks to sport fishermen and some to commercial. The biggest stock they primarily allocated to sport fishermen was the Susitna King Run, and this runs 80 or to 100,000, it fluctuates. And they gave us a quota of about 13,000, and right now we can't catch that 13,000. On the highway side, you know, all the people live on the highway side, and the fish are on the other side. About 85% of the kings are over on the other, on the side across. On those streams that come into the Susitna there from the highway, you know, we get quotas of 300 we can kill, 200 and some of them. Like Willow Creek now has a quota of 300 kings we can take. Caswell has 200. Montana Creek we can take 300. These are by directive of the Board of Fisheries. Conversely, on the other side, in the Deschka River, we're given a quota of 7,000. We can't even come close. Lake Creek we have 2,000. We can take 2,000 out of Alexander. And even though sportsmen have been given this quota to harvest, they can't harvest it due to access. And on the highway side, we get 4 weekends of fishing. People are shoulder to shoulder. You know, they desperately really want these kings. And we ended up shutting it down by field order when the quotas were reached after about 3 weekends on the other side over there.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I think everybody on the committee wants the access to the Susitna River and knows all the
reasons
why we do that.
Sure.
We just want to know the reason why this area is the best area. And
okay.
The question's less. But before we even do that, I failed to announce the members present for a quorum, Representative Barnes, Representative Halpert, Representative Seth, and myself.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
That's okay.
Within the stream itself, the other thing is, you know, what would it do right within Willow Creek itself? And on this handout on page 3, I've listed the days of man use in the stream from 77 through 80. And you'll notice on 1978 and 80, the use is in excess of 20,000 man days. And in the odd numbered years, it's a little less. That's because there are pink salmon in there in the even numbered years. But almost all of that use, or the bulk of it, occurs right up around the highway intersections. People simply can't get down Willow Creek in real numbers. If this road were put adjacent to Willow Creek, where people could cut from the road over to the stream, there'd be a tremendous increase in use, and there'd be a tremendous increase in harvest. There's a lot of pinks in there that the public could take. It would substantially increase the sport catch if they can get from the road to the creek. The other thing is that we've proposed in the last couple of years an enhancement plan for Cook Inlet, and we've listed those projects that we felt were the highest priority, and I didn't bring enough copies. Unfortunately, I only have three, but Willow Creek, a stocking program is designed for Willow Creek for both King and Coho, and we wrote this a couple of years ago, actually. And right at the beginning, we have to say that the proposal is contingent on development of an access road down Willow Creek. There would be no point in stocking Kings or Silvers if the public simply couldn't get to them in good enough numbers. There's a safety problem currently on Willow Creek right now. Airboats are using it in pretty good numbers, and the only way to run an airboat is flat out to keep it up on the step. And you got airboats and riverboats trying to meet each other.
I apologize for us being in a rush, but you've already convinced us that we need access to Susitna. Would you please address the who the ownership of the land, north and south? Okay. Is there a better place to put the road where you might get a land disposal?
Well, there's one other problem here. To finish this off, if there was a boat launching site at Little Willow Creek, you would eliminate those river boats with props. That's strictly a jet unit operation up there. In other words, the mouth of Little Willow Creek goes into a very shallow slough, and you're in some rather shallow, treacherous water at that point.
No.
What he's saying is, further north, you couldn't launch boats onto the Susitna River, except jet boats. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You would have to launch strictly a jet unit type boat or an airboat there.
Is that because of the nature of the bank at that particular point, or is it because of the nature of the river from there up and in that whole area?
It's the nature of the river and the depth of the water in that particular location.
Don't those particular Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Don't those particular locations change year to year in terms of water? Is that an area that's, and some areas do, some areas don't? Is this one constant deep water off the mouth of Willow Creek, where the other one is generally always not enough water? Is that the kind of...
Can I have Russ answer that?
Chairman, I think there's a little confusion. The use of jets is almost mandated by the existing area, which is clear up around Kashwitna. You're down to a lot of braided channels. The further down you get below this braided channel area. And I think if you launched at the mouth of Willow Creek or even immediately up above it, I think you would avoid most of the jet use. The difference between jet and prop is when you go well up into this braided area further north.
So then, but if you go to Little Willow, you're too far north.
I don't really believe that in that case that's true. We're probably about, 2 or 3 miles in there. Some years you would be, other years you would not, depending on the amount of water flow. The real difference is between where they are now at Kashwitna versus Willow Creek.
I guess this is a real broad general question, but it covers all the bases, I think. Is Willow Creek the cheapest, most cost-effective way to get another access to the Susitna River for boat launching and other benefits? And is there no other way that we could route it to provide more access to state land than just to borough land in that process?
Chairman, I don't think I...
I'll give you the answer to that if you want. And so that I don't sound like I'm giving you two answers, I'll split it. I'll bifurcate the answer because there really are two questions, Rick. The first short answer is no, it's not the cheapest, and it's not the shortest, and it doesn't maximize state land. If all you're doing is getting to the Susitna, the cheapest area is probably for stable banks. You have some below, these are a little more expensive. You have some up here, which are shorter. There's some section lines, and you can get into the channels here. What you get is simply an access to the Gewalchin. You get simply an access to the Susitna. The real answer of this road is I guess seen on this map, and this is why we like this road. If, to give you 30 seconds of the business we're in, we have this population center here, and we're trying to provide a sort of a spectrum of outdoor recreation opportunities. Not everything for everybody, but something in the spectrum. One of the reasons we came to the committee for Kepler-Bradley Lakes last year, working with to acquire some of this land, was because here's a day use, distance day use, holds a lot of fish, easy, accommodates a lot of recreation. Nancy Lake has a little bit, it's still lakes, but you can do a weekend, a week trip. It's big enough to do a little canoe system. The scouts use it. That's that use. Where in a quick shot in that picture do you have moving water that the average person can fish, a stream? And the very best place for that is Willow Creek, because it's a big enough stream. Russ will tell you about the strength of the pink run in there on even years, and there's fish, there's kings in there. So the average person on the road has the day use, the sort of the weekend lake swimming, boating, recreation complex, and a stream. What do we need to use that to deal with that, to provide that opportunity, is exactly what we also answer the question in the boats. Why we like this one is because it does both of those things. What it does not do very well at all, to be quite honest, it doesn't open land well for disposal, except if the south route is chosen, the borough could open up lands in this direction. This big blow-up map will show you these escarpments here. You're essentially in the river from here to here. And beyond here, if you put a road here, you could have simple trails of less than a half a mile in most places, an easy walk, inexpensive. You could build those with kid crews, and people could pick their way down. And you could have a few places to camp, and you could have use along this river. You could also let somebody sort of float down in their little boat, come out at the end of the road here. That would address the use of Willow Creek for the family that didn't have an airboat, for the family who just wanted to drive up for the day and have a stream that was a good stream fishing experience and maximize use, as well as solve the problem for the individual who had the boat and wants to really move over to the other streams on the west. To answer the committee's other question, the other question, I'd put it this way. There isn't, frankly, other, I guess I would recommend, and I'm sort of stepping on my DNR director hat, not only park director hat when I say this, is that if there was an X amount of dollars for roads for disposal, we can get more for the disposal money in a general capital budget for front-end work on land disposal than we would ever get out of this area. Most of all this land is borough land, not this bed for disposal, but we could get more in another place. Plus, if we're going north, there's one other thing to consider, is that this is a private boat launch right here. And when we get up, we're putting in, for what it's worth, a public competition with this private boat launch, and not providing really any different sort of experience, any different thing than launching boats into the river, which really the next best site is a broad flat gravel bar up at the Kashwitna, and that's already a private launch.
Is that private launching site available to the public at reasonable cost? And,
it is
publicly used, and so it's providing the need too. It's not just
the It is providing part of the need. The airboaters dislike it for two reasons. One, it's a little higher up on the river, and there you're in a jet boat situation, as these gentlemen discussed. Number two, you're adding at least 10 river miles. Here is the mouth of the Deshka. Here's Willow Creek. This is 10 miles of really not much fishing, just river traffic getting from A to B. And the last reason is that there is becoming a real problem of boaters between boaters and boaters between stream fishermen here. And so this doesn't, I guess the answer for that conflict is just to say, you know, you can't take your boat down Willow Creek, which may be an inevitable result someday for public safety reasons, whether we did it or anybody did it. That's not a very good answer to the question, I don't think. We think that, in fact, what accommodates the boater also accommodates the stream fisherman. And, in fact, the boating association has been in support of this proposal for exactly that reason.
The proposal to close it?
No, the proposal to provide alternate access. 85% plus of the traffic on this stretch of Willow Creek is not going to Willow Creek. It's going to the west of the Sioux. That's the reason the voters support it. They really don't care if they're on Willow Creek. They just assume, they see the problem coming. It's getting worse each year, and they're really trying to get somewhere else anyway.
If you had one appropriation for recreational access in South Central Alaska, would this be it?
I think it would. And I think it would, because you could build more little accesses in places for this amount of money. But as the world changes, as it grows, whether the capital's here, whether Anchorage just grows, or the causeway, whatever happens, this becomes an area that you can manage. You can stock, you can provide, you can deliver a lot of days of recreation to people for a contained cost of picking up the garbage and everything else. I mean, what you invest in the front end is a fairly good investment, but what you get back in the payback is very large, and it fits in with our scheme here. The front end investment for acquisition at Kepler Bradley was probably the most expensive single chunk we spent, but we will be able to deliver, and you can ask the fisheries people, we will just be able to deliver cheaply, probably as cost effectively as anywhere, an incredible amount of person days of recreation, including day use. So that's why you see this sort of crescent here, where we're close enough to meet the needs of the heavy urban population. And, you know, we could probably provide some access to 10 streams, but in terms of a long-term investment and cost to the state over time and benefit to the people over time, I think you're better to go in and really do one heck of a job at Willow Creek, because you can produce recreation much more effectively.
Let me just ask a question if I can. You folks prepared the fiscal note. The road cost is $937,000 per mile.
That's a worst case scenario. And we did that in a fairly quick consultation, honestly, with DOT, because we didn't have soil tests. We're out there now doing some soil tests, and the money we're doing it with, just so you know, I'm not stealing money from somewhere, is that we had a bond issue for Willow Creek Wayside, but we've had so much problem with it above stream, and all the studies have said what we really ought to be doing is getting something down here at the mouth. This has been sort of the agreed-upon solution by fishermen, Department of Fish and Game, DNR, and others for 10 years. So what we did is we've taken that bond issue money and used it as sort of pre-planning money to do some testing holes in here. That road cost could be less if, depending on the ground and depending if we go on the, how the soil turns out on the south or on the north, we would favor the least expensive alternative. The borough, I think, would kind of like the south, because they may be able to dispose of some lands.
Just for your information, the House Finance Subcommittee, the appropriations bill did knock it down and suggested that they could get along with a lot less bucks than $1 million a mile to a less than paved road or whatever. In addition, this, you probably did know that the appropriations bill that I introduced with Halford and Hayes, Carney, and so forth, didn't include everything on their list. You know, it was a 3.9 as opposed to 4.8 that they asked for here. And even then, I was trying to get an idea across, and perhaps all the money wasn't going to be there, but certainly not initially the campers, which was almost $1 million in themselves. And you probably already knew that.
Representative Halpert.
I guess the last question is, what is the minimum cost that we can get usable access at that period in time, you know, at that point during the year, in there? Absolute minimum.
I would fudge a bit more than I would like to if I answered you, gave you a figure right now. I could promise you the best hard figure of the prevailing intelligence on that in a few days or by next week. I could get you a very hard figure. I don't know what the least expensive cost would be.
Well, do we have to pick a figure to get it on this committee?
No, we don't have to pick a figure to get it on this committee.
Yes, Chair.
Representative Sedman.
Yeah, how do they get to the private boat launch now?
There is a road that comes off the highway right here and goes down to a very large flat gravel bar at the mouth of the Cache Whitman. So there's a gravel sort of road that goes down to the mouth of the Cache Whitman.
I guess I was under the assumption before that there was no access to the Susitna, and that's just what we were told. And I've just, you know, if you've got an airboat, you're going 3.5 mile stretch on the Willow going back and forth like this, and why a guy wouldn't drive how many miles north from where the Willow is to that place, how far up road miles is that?
It's about 12 or 14 by river, about 10 by road.
Mr. Chairman, a very quick correction. What we said is there is no public boat launching access to the Susitna.
And the conditions are different up here. The broader range of boats could use that.
Right. Mr. Chairman, one small point. When you get into this area, you've got a bunch of side channels that feed down in this way. And as you go up in here, you're increasing the possibility that with a channel change in here, you might wake up with a boat launch one day that had no water. When you get down either up here where the private one is, the river more or less comes together, and then down here by Willow Creek again, you're into some big channels. But in here, they're feeding this way, and if they were to change, this area might well go dry in there.
Also, Mr. Chairman, we anticipate that if the Sioux Hydro project is completed, what you're looking at there now would become a single channel. And although I'm not all that familiar with the geology, right where Willow Creek is, probably might be the main channel.
In spite of the fact that the Susitna impoundment's only 20% of the total river?
It's the way they release the flow. And it would be a constant flow. Generation of power demands a steady flow. And that would reduce the bridling situation dramatically.
Well, isn't that going to, wherever you put the boat launch, isn't that going to be to your benefit?
It could be or it couldn't be, depending on where the channel actually stabilizes.
Well, it'd almost be silly to put one any place prior to that if you really anticipate that. But I mean, whether it was 5 miles or 10 miles upstream or downstream, if you got a single channel in the future, if that's
the cool. Earliest impoundment was 1991.
Rest.
Chairman, the river will be significantly smaller in the summer because they'll hold back water in the summer and let it go in the winter. But one at the mouth of Willow Creek, at least, is supported by Willow Creek water itself.
The other, I guess, point, if I may, is that in terms of an amortized benefit, the launch itself is one element. The road is a major element. And if at some point, as lands do develop and there are roads built in there for other purposes, putting a launch in the future may not be the problem. What will still be able to be delivered here, I don't know if anybody has traveled outside, but frankly, it's a lot easier to go stream fishing in Montana if you're an average person than it is to go stream fishing up in the north of Anchorage. You can drive along the Madison or the Fire Hole, the Big Hole. It's great. There aren't many places where I think Rupe knows better than I do that a person can get road access at points along a good stream. And that's something we'd like to have for the residents of the Anchorage area to get away for a day or so, is to have some sort of a stream system which can support a goodly amount of recreational use accessible to those people. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Let me ask if we can switch gears here on another portion of the bill and kind of discuss it a little bit. The point was brought up last week. Representative Carney's not here, but the bill, at least some amendments that were suggested by the sponsor, would have eliminated the state control over the borough relative to decisions on incompatible uses. Some of us see that what the bill actually does is takes primarily borough land in an area that's primarily borough land and another little bit of state land on two ends and has the state funding a road through borough land, with the borough being on record of wanting to go in favor of land disposals in that area, and with the state being opposed to the only section in this bill on state lands that allows for disposal, and at the same time creating the whole encompassing deal on Willow Creek, most of which is in borough lands, and it seems as though the state wants to come up with incompatible uses and prohibitions of one sort or another for the purpose of the recreation area, yet the state would not be able to do that on any of the borough lands, which comprise, 90% or so of the deal. So I guess, there's a real question here. Is the borough asking us to build them a land disposal road and maintaining the rights to do whatever they want to do, knowing that the state is going to create a wild and scenic river situation and make prohibitions and not want to dispose of land? The bill does now, of course, allow the state to dispose of land, but your position last week was, or your division's position was, that they were opposed to that section. So could you address those various seeming inconsistencies?
Yes, I will. It's a real good question, and there's seeming inconsistencies. But I think that I can best answer them if we look so quickly at this. We're going to look at this map, and for 1 second we're going to look at this map. The Susitna Kings, as well as the streams and all of the fish, are being allocated to a south central regional sport fishing population, many of which just happen to live in the Anchorage, in the Anchorage Bowl area. This is where the Mat-Su Borough starts. This is the line on the Mat-Su Borough. What we have here, real quickly, is that when the people of Anchorage go fishing up here, the only people that they have voted for is the governor and the lieutenant governor. I mean, I guess I could put it the way that most people who recreate in around the Juneau area, their needs can be handled by the local government because they vote on the assembly and they recreate in their political subdivision. That is radically different in South Central. 75% of cars at Clam Gulch, nobody votes for the borough mayor or the assembly. They're great folks, but there's no recourse. So that's why we say it's really a state role. The answer to this map is what we're depending on for the portion of the King fishery that we can get to, or the Pink's fishery or anything else, is we're depending on people who don't answer to our vote. So how do we do that? And our answer to that, State Parks answer, and we've been working with Sport Fisheries and others, is to begin to go to local governments and make what we're calling agreements for recreation and conservation. It's sort of a deal. It's like saying, hey, we've got a deal. If you will commit your lands to the kind of use that satisfies the constituency, the majority of the recreation constituency, yours and those from another political subdivision, we'll recognize that that's sort of state role we're playing here, because these aren't your citizens fishing, and we will manage it for you. You kick in the land, we'll see if we can, we'll build a road and manage it. In other words, what I'm saying is that our ability for accessible fishing in this stream is sort of up in the air. It depends on the Mat-Su Borough. So what this bill does, and when I went up and talked to the borough, I had dinner with the mayor, and we talked with the assembly several times, is they say, well, are you serious? Because we're not going to give the state land that you turn around and sell. I mean, we'll do that. if you're serious about managing recreation, let's see what the commitment is. Well, the commitment is this bill. This bill says, in this line, anything the borough wishes to consign to us to manage, we can't do anything else with it but manage it for recreation. That's what the legislature said. And so the provision, the reason we opposed land disposal on state land is because just simple fact of the matter is that there's nothing here to worth selling. And it was actually, that statement was out before we got a good look at the map. So that was probably our problem, and I couldn't get down here. The one, we didn't like it because the land wasn't very good. And two, this is the only place on Willow Creek that we really call the shots, we the state. I mean, we depend on the Matsu Borough all here. So we wanted to say, look, we're serious about our land. We're not going to say, oh, but then after you give us your land so that we can fish on it from Anchorage, by the way, we forgot to tell you, we're going to sell this part of it, and you're going to take care of the public rec. We wanted to say, look, here's our land in the pot, and anything you give us in the pot in this line, we'll be honest, we're going to manage it for recreation. Now, the borough may decide to give us this much. They may decide to give us this much. We plotted this area by aliquot parts. And the bill is going to say within this line, which it does say, that as I read the bill, that within this line what the Matsu Assembly commits to us, that'll be the boundary of the area. A provision that would say the commissioner can amend the boundaries depending on what the borough contributes might be a good position if we wanted to make it clear that if the borough only wanted to add this much land, this wouldn't be in the area and they could sell it or something like that. But that's why it seems incongruous, but what we're actually setting up here is we're saying to Matsu, we will offer you a statewide help for development money to address your local fishermen's needs if you'll address our other state citizen fishermen needs by kicking in the land. And together we can make something happen that we can't make happen separately. That's sort of the way we approached it.
Okay. That didn't answer my question.
Okay.
Question is that in section 412508, an amendment has been proposed to delete the words "or borough land," which would seemingly negate that which you just talked about, unless what you're saying.
If I could propose an amendment to the amendment on the tree, I would say "or borough land subject to the approval of the borough," which would mean that whatever, you know, subject to their addition of or on state and borough lands. Make it clear that the borough lands would be those that the borough would add to the recreation area. I think that would be fair to say if they, you know, the provision there is that we can have a public safety, our authority for public safety and garbage and capital construction and everything else would apply, but only to their lands that they willingly added to the rec area, not just because we drew a line on the map, we marched into town and said, guess what, we're in charge. I think it is important to have the commissioner's authority be able to extend extraterritorially to the borough lands, which they willingly include in this area, but not, you know, as we got a bill, we march in town, and now we're in charge. That isn't the intent. If that needs to be clarified, we would totally agree with that.
They don't want to be included in that, is what I understand from the amendment. In other words, they do not want you to have the authority to manage borough lands, any borough lands.
Without their concurrence. They wish the legislature to allow us to have the authority to manage their land with their concurrence. They want the provision to clearly reflect that if we bring them a bill and say, look, within this line, the legislature has said, we have the legal authority to manage your lands. What would you like us to manage with you? Can we make a deal? They want the lands they include to fall in that basket and not the ones that they don't wish to include. I would agree with that.
Okay. In other words, what we're ending up saying is, within the boundaries of the Willow Creek State Recreation Site, we're giving the Commissioner of Natural Resources the authority to prohibit whatever he wants that's incompatible with
the area, except that if it deals with borough lands, it's on the contingency that they agree.
That is correct. We would prepare a master plan, and they would sign off on it before they would put their land in the pot, I'm sure.
Mr. Chairman, what we really have is the Willow Creek State Municipal Recreation Area, and the question I have is, I support the access road. I'm wondering whether we really need the recreation area. Now, can't we just go out and build a road and get people down there and have the facilities and forget about it?
I think you, to be perfectly honest, I think you could do that right now. I think in a short period of time, you would want to have it as a recreation area, simply because you would want to provide services. You'd want somebody, instead of the state or the borough, you'd want somebody to call on the phone instead of some committee that was somewhere that managed the area. I think that it's mostly a question of providing service, having capital construction authority, who goes and pumps the latrines, that sort of thing. The regulation that we're talking about is probably 90% of it in a rec area like this will be fisheries regulations, which we'll work jointly with, and sport fish will say, here's the biology, and we'll say, here's the public use, and we'll both go to the Board of Fisheries. So I think that the incompatible use language is sort of stock, it's stock and trade historical language that goes into general enabling legislation, but in reality, the regulation we're talking about here is fishing, and that would be Board of Game.
And that would happen with or without this bill?
The Board of Fisheries would certainly manage.
Yeah. You want to follow up on that?
Yeah, I do. Where specifically would your landing be out here? It looks like there's probably, if this is like most channels, there's probably a gravel bar out in here somewhere, and it's probably deep water around the outside of this curve. You've got state land right there. There's one block of state land that you could designate as a recreation area without even legislative authority if you had a road. And I don't know, it looks like probably you might want to put your landing right up in here on this curve where you've got deep water on the outside of the curve, I would think. You'd have the whole thing if you just got the length of the road.
We have hydrologists have been down there. You've got to be very careful of the bank of the Susitna. In that area, we're not sure which side of the line it is on just yet. They've identified a couple sites which look like they'd be good for boat launching. And, you know, I guess the simple answer is I would sure go there and fish if I could get to the river and there was a road. I think over time, would the borough add their land to it, and what would we get? I guess the answer to that is that if we built the borough the road, the borough said, thanks for the road, all these fishermen are coming from Anchorage anyway, I'm going to lease land here, or I'm going to sell lots here. These people aren't in my area. I think that the only thing that the rec area gives us is an assurance to the borough that if we're going to work together over time, that we're not this is what the state's going to use its land for, and it kind of gives a vehicle for the borough to make that commitment. Also, the borough I talked to before I came down here, I talked to the borough, and they said that they wanted that provision for their option, what to put in and not. They would work with us on that. But they said, we are very, very much for this thing. Everybody is absolutely, I was told to quote, absolutely for certain in favor, unquote. So.
Well, Chip, it seems to me that they would be completely crazy not to be. The situation we're creating, if we do it as proposed, is we're going to build them a road that they can use for land disposals, that they can use for whatever they want, and not make any commitment on their position not to. Why haven't they been crazy not to support them?
I think so, which is why I would suggest that one of the things that we could be certain of, that in terms of a statewide interest, we were making the investment we thought we were making, is to say that the road money, you know, within X number, within 180 days, if the borough adds lands to the area, then the road provision kicks in. So that we know that what we have done is not just build them a local service road, but we have provided a recreation opportunity for people who live outside the political subdivision. That would be your check and balance if you wanted one on that.
Well, I guess I've had some borough folks contact me, and the mention that you made, I can also see the value of having a road right along the creek as opposed to a driveway. You know, I think the financing is the question that Representative Hubbard's looking at, and I think everybody understands why this year. That's a real serious question. The rivers that you mentioned in Montana or anywhere else in the United States do in fact have lots and lots of private land along them. The only problems that occur are in some instances where there's a total preclusion of access. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to make disposals on a large percentage of land and still assure access, particularly when you start out owning all the land, which we're doing now. So for that reason, I would be opposed to this, to deletion of the section which allows for disposal. Under the current administration, obviously, the idea would be there would be none anyway. So I guess what I'm saying is I think Representative Halford's suggestion that the question, why don't we build a road and a boat launch and work cooperatively with everybody now, we have the authority to do that. Representative Cotton, I would like you to comment on that.
Right. I think we can.
Yeah, we can't move it.
Obviously there's two questions. One's money and one's do we need a rec area.
Right.
And the money bill didn't even come here. I mean, right. It ended up going to transportation. It's sitting in finance. I don't know why this one was referred to finance. I don't think there's any fiscal note attached with this. So I think what your question finally boils down to is, do you need the rec area?
Right.
And I think that there should be some sort of cooperative management taken on by the state and the borough. This seemed like a logical way to do it to me. If it's haphazard, I think that there is not a coordinated effort on management of a recreation area, which is what you have there. My idea was to, if you run a road, I didn't at the time really understand exactly the ownership pattern, which I do understand now. But at the time, I thought the road was going to go on the north side. I see it probably makes more sense to go on the south side now. But my thought was that you could have the road, and then obviously between the road and the creek, there wouldn't be any disposals. But on the other side of the road, you could have some private lots, wilderness cabin sites. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure there's a disposal program set up that would fit what you need here. I don't think you want a bunch of homes or a bunch of junky trailers in there. But there might be some way you could allow people to have a weekend cabin there that was on a small lot. Mm-hmm. That's what I had in mind. And I still think that's a good idea. But the way the ownership is there, it looks like all those spots would probably be borough land. So.
Well, I guess I agree with you that that's the way that it should be. But the state could currently do that today on the state lands.
But there wouldn't be a coordinated management effort.
Not mandated by law. That's relative to the land disposal situation.
What they call Willow Sub-Basin Plan, and this is recommended for some sort of recreation management. This would just put a sort of a legislative direction on it. And I, to clarify, one, I think that depending where a road is sited, I mean, it's going to be, you'll find the best place to put it. But on the other side of the road, adjacent to a rec area, might be an ideal place to have additional land disposal. Everybody, including the private owners, could walk across the road and have use of the creek. I think that kind of concept is just fine. I don't have any problem with it at all for an area like this.
It just seems to me that we could just build a road. I just like tell DOT to build a road in there, and then we get to the state lands and we do what we want to do in the state lands, and the borough then has the ability to do anything it wants with it. But they'll have to maintain. They'll have to pick up the garbage on it or in some way. It just seems like we were looking for access to fisheries, we're not necessarily a recreation area. The point was that everybody has made of these thousands of fish that are not being caught, so it seems to me that we're after somebody to catch these fish. And if we built a road through, I think you're going to end up with a recreation area and a disposal because the borough is going to do it anyway.
Would you have objection to drafting language that did in fact set this state thing inside as a recreation area, and that way be able to get the legislative intent that you're talking about relative to a joint cooperative management thing. But it wouldn't be near as expansive. You said build the road, this is state recreation area, state can dispose of land there, but we expect to put a boat launch there, that sort of thing. In other words, do you think that it would be smart at least to go that far with the legislature as opposed to us not doing anything relative to this legislation and just building a road?
Yeah, I see what you mean. And they're almost, at this point, they're almost separate issues. Well, we're going to have to go back to work. I think I've sort of gotten a better idea of what your concerns are, and let's kick it around here, and I'll just have to come back next time. You can have some more time on it.
We can bring it up just as soon as we got any.
But Chip's going to come back, too, with the minimum cost to put that road in. Maybe the road will never be less than $900,000 a mile, but I would think that, you know, you said that there might be a chance that you could come up with a road that did cost me a little bit less.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as fate would have it, I will need to return to Juneau on behalf of the commissioner next week for some things, and I can be available to the committee the end of next week, or it looks like maybe even the weekend, whatever it takes to work on this. And I'll have hard figures then for road costs.
Thank you. I think Representative Cobb's point was well taken. The finances will undoubtedly be held or taken care of the finance committee, and it may be a little bit out of our place to be delving into that real deep.
I probably should be concerned with it, but I think you've honed in on the most important question: do you need to designate this land? And I mean, that's the resource question, I think. And the money, well, maybe you have, maybe you don't. To obviously do it the most efficient way, as far as the money's concerned.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Amazing.